You know, this process is a process for us to connect to Jesus. And for us, this means something very, it's not theoretical, it's not mental, it's experiencing Him directly. Mm-hmm. That's the promise of really all of the Shakti channels, that we can have a direct experience of that. And, you know, it's such an incredible mystery what Jesus did during His life to prepare for this moment mm-hmm. in time, right? Mm-hmm. Swami said, I read this quote, because Jesus' soul was so high positive, a lot of negativity also came up because of what He did, what He was doing at the time. There was fighting and quarreling, a lot of people died. It's natural, once there any positive is there, the negative will start to slap and want to ruin it. Mm. Now again, the high positive is being reborn. Mm. You know, now is the time. Now is the time that Jesus had prepared. You know, He prepared 2,000 years ago.
It's amazing.
And now is a time where the fruition of that. Mm-hmm. I loved reading the other day about the indigenous peoples gathering, you know, where they were talking about what was happening on the globe. And it was indigenous people have said is that there's a prophecy of great spiritual springtime emerging out of this unimaginable darkness. Mm. And that we now live in the days not of prophecies, but in the days of the fulfillment of the prophecies. Mm. So that's clear that the world is recognizing many religious groups, not just, you know, our tradition, but have prophesied, the Buddhists and the indigenous people and the saints and the yogis and the rishis, about this particular time. And we're actually at this particular time. Now it's here. It's the unfoldment of this high positive again, amidst all of the destruction of the old. The new is coming, and this is the time that Jesus and Mary prepared for.
Yes.
And set the stage for.